Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So it's a Friday, and I know everyone absolutely loves Fridays, and I'm in a particularly good mood today because the entire VoiceU company is going on a company trip, and I'm so excited. There's going to be a lot of beach involved and also water, and I absolutely love swimming and the beach, so I'm thrilled. But I haven't forgot about you guys, so here it is for today's pronunciation challenge and also the next few days, because this is like a commitment and I will never abandon you guys, okay? So let's take a look at today's sentence. And this isn't just my opinion. Our entire culture has been transformed by people who believe and behave like everything is figureoutable. And this isn't just my opinion. Our entire culture has been transformed by people who believe and behave like everything is figureoutable. 我们首先要来看的呢，就是 opinion 这一个字。 opinion 呢，指的是意见或者是主张的意思呢。它的 o 要记得发短音 e 的音 opinion。 像我们可以说 ，In my opinion, I don't really think that's gonna work. 就是据我的看法而言呢，我不认为这样会可行或者是成功。那再来还有跟它长得有点像的是 onion。 onion 呢是洋葱的意思，这边 o 呢是发 r 的音 onion。 那我们再来看 entire 这一个字 ，entire 的重音在 t i r e 的地方 ，e n 是发 n 的音 ，entire 指的是全部的。那有时候在电影里面来看，一些人夸大其词，就是说 I've never done anything like this in my entire life， 就是我一整生当中呢，我不曾做过这样的事情，这样 entire， 或者是说 This is entirely impossible， 这个完完全全就是不可能。那来看它后面的 tire 呢，指的是轮胎的意思。 Tire， 那它当然呢也是 tired 的动词原形，就是指使疲倦的意思。那有时候别人可能工作很累、很辛苦的时候，你就说don't tire yourself out， 别把自己累坏了。再我们来看 transform 的重音在 f 的地方，指的是改变。像是我们可以说 Did you see how much he transformed ever since that accident？ 自从那个意外之后，你有没有发现他改变了多少？那它的名词呢，则是 transformation。 transformation 的重音在 m a 的地方 ，a 是发 a 的音，也是指转变的意思。那我们也可以说 His transformation was so huge that I could barely recognize him anymore。 因为他的转变超大，所以我几乎认不出他来了。 再我们来看 believe 呢是指相信的意思，那这边的 e 呢，第一个 e 呢是发短音 e 的音 b， 那 l i e 这边呢是发 e 的长音 believe 指的就是相信的意思。那我最常提到的就是说when you believe someone 跟 you believe in someone 是两个完全不一样的意思。当如果你说 believe someone I believe you 就是指的说我相信你说的话，就是 I believe you're not lying 我相信你说的话，我相信你没有说谎。可是如果说 I believe in you 呢，指的是说我对你深信不疑，我对你有这个信念在。就是如果有人说 I don't think I can make it to the top of the mountain 我不认为我可以成功 攻顶这样子，那你就说 I believe in you， 我相信你可以的。那它的名词呢，则是 belief 一样，前面的 e 是发短音 e， 后面是 e 的长音，那这样是信念的意思。那我们就可以说 It is one of his beliefs that kindness makes the world go round。 他的信念之一呢，就是觉得行善，日行一善，或者是举手之劳呢，才是会让这个世界更美好。 再我们来看 behave 指的是表现或者是行为举止的意思呢，它的重音在 hav 的地方，那这边不是念 have 哦，是 have a 的音 behave。 像是我们有时候会说 please behave yourself when you're in the public， 你在公共场所的时候呢，要稍微注意一下自己的行为举止，或者是说 how a parent behave will strongly affect their kid。 一个父母的所作所为呢，会非常严重影响到他们自己的小孩。那还有一个字跟他长得很像，可是发音不一样，是 behalf 的 a 呢是发 ad 的音，指的是代表的意思。那我们可能就会听到一些句子啊，像是说 I'm here on behalf of our CEO because he can't make it to the meeting today. 我今天呢代表我们的 CEO 出席，因为他没办法来参加今天的会议。 On behalf of someone 就是指代表某人。 做某件事情，或者是代替某人做这件事情。最后，我们来看 figure。 figure 呢，当名词呢，指的是外形的意思。那像是我们可以说 ，She has a really nice figure because she goes to the gym to stay fit。她的外形很不错，身材很好，因为她都会上健身房这样子。 figure， 那它当动词的时候呢，则是说厘清一件事情，尤其是我们会搭配 figure out 这个片语，像是说 I can't figure out when I lost my phone because I still remember having it a moment ago， 我想不出就是我到底什么时候把手机弄丢的，因为我还记得我上一秒明明就还拿着它。那当然还有一个形容词呢，则是 figurative， figurative 呢这边的 G-U-R 这边有一个短短的 y 的音 figure figure，然后 RA 的 A 呢，只是发短音 A 的音 ，figurative， figurative 指的是比喻的。那我们可能就可以说figuratively speaking, me trying to finish a full marathon within 3 hours is like Sleeping Beauty trying to wake up， 就是 A 比喻上来说呢，我想要在3个小时内跑完一个全马，根本就像是睡美人要从梦中睡醒一样。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence.And this isn't just my opinion. Our entire culture has been transformed by people who believe and behave like everything is figureoutable. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Hope you guys are having a great Friday and also have a great weekend. And I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!